Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 Divine Ones. It's so great to have you here with us on the call. Whether you're with us live or whether you're listening to us later, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you for taking the time to spend your precious time with me today. We have a really great guest today, Maddie Brown, who is a certified public accountant. Now, you guys don't roll your eyes and don't click off, please. I got to tell you, Maddie is awesome. I adore her, and we're going to have a fun, funny show today, and you're going to get a lot of value. But before we go into introduce Maddie, I want to just have us all take a moment, take in a nice deep breath, get clear, get centered, get present, and know that all that is spoken here is for your awareness, your growth as a spiritual entrepreneur to help you, support you, getting your business out into the world, getting your gifts out into the world in a big, powerful, and abundant way. Know this to be true. This is indeed a powerful intention to create and to carry with you in through the holidays and into the new year. And so we say thank you, and so it is. The angel card that I pulled today is the Wealth and Prosperity card, a perfect card for our call today. The affirmation on it says, I easily experience an abundant flow of money into my life here and now. My business is wealthy and prosperous. I am wealthy and prosperous. And that is really what we're doing, isn't it? We are creating wealth and prosperity in our own lives and in our businesses and in the lives of those around us, whatever that looks like for you, because it is going to be different for every single person. So, without further ado, I want to welcome Maddie Brown. Maddie is a certified public accountant, a CPA with 30-plus years of working with small businesses. She has a real passion for business owners, for helping them fulfill their dreams and creating the business that they are meant to share. Her services save time, stress, and money, and I will attest to that. Let me just tell you, I will attest to that. And give people wings. We're going to talk about how she's helped me transform my business, and we're going to talk about how she can help you, whether you use her services or not, but what some of the ideas that you can use to help your business be more solid, more structured, more systematized, so that you really can have wings, so you're not bogged down with all of the minutiae and the challenges of creating, you know, keeping your books in place and all of that. So by helping business owners fulfill their place, Maddie fulfills hers. This is her gift. It really is. She's made things really, really simple and easy. So she's got some great points. We're going to be talking about how you can make more money, have the business you want, reach financial freedom. And I think it's a perfect, perfect call to have for us as we enter into the holidays and into the new year, where those of us, at least in the U.S., are going to be right after the holidays entering into tax season. Right, Maddie?
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Anne. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so thrilled to have you here. So I want to hear, like, first of all, how you ended up getting to be a, you know, a spiritual entrepreneur, a spiritual conscious, you know, a conscious accountant, conscious CPA. Like, how did you create that? Like, how did you get there, right?
Oh, Anne, we don't have enough time for that.
quick version, you know, right?
the short and condensed version. I had my first spiritual experiences really in the mid-'80s, and I read a book by Shakti Gwain called Creative Visualization, which some of you may have heard of, and that was 1986, so that was some time ago. It wasn't well accepted in the accounting and government world that I worked in, and I was kind of a closet spiritual person for a long, long time. And then in 2010, I bought my own business, and I started my own public accounting firm. And at that point, I decided that I wanted to surround myself with spiritual, conscious entrepreneurs who are trying to make the world a better place and to help them do better in business. And so I work with a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs and speakers and authors and healers and practitioners and people who are very conscious and very aware of their influence on their own reality. And I love working with them, and I love helping them make their businesses stronger and more profitable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? I did send you the end of after tax season this year, and I said, oh, my God, Maddie, that was the easiest tax season I've ever had, ever, in my whole entire life that I can remember. And I want to tell the story because I think it's so important for people to understand a couple of things. Maddie, you started your business in 2010, which is really interesting, and I think we met either in 2010 or 2011, I can't remember. I'm thinking it was
December of 2010.
I think so, too. Yeah, yeah. So we met right after you started your business, and I've watched you just really, you know, expand into this very powerful presence in the coaching world that I'm involved in. And I've seen you grow your business and begin to really articulate who it is you want to work with and how you serve them and really put your own systems into place in being able to serve them. And let me just tell this little story because I think you're going to find it funny. And, you know, I tell this story all the time in both the Diamond Group, my private clients, my private hire, you know, coaching clients, and also in the Divine Business Club. I tell this all the time. So Maddie and I met at this event, and we kind of crossed paths, and she reached out to me for a strategy session, and at that point, I wasn't interested in what she had to offer. I just wasn't. I didn't need it. My mother, who was, you know, had bookkeeping experience, was doing my books that year, and then she reached out again, and I still wasn't interested. And then I think you reached out yet again, and you had me on your email list, and I'd send you back, you know, oh, that was a really great evening, thanks so much. And, you know, we just were in sort of in seeing each other in different, you know, events and that kind of thing. And we just kept in touch. But you kept reaching out to me. And it was about, I think it was 2 years ago this year, that my mother said, your business has grown to the point I don't want to do it anymore. I just know it's too much. I don't want to do it, right? And I was like, oh, dear, now what? You know, because I'm like, all right, now I have to find somebody. And I think at that point you and I reached out, and I'm like, oh, Maddie, but you're in Iowa or Idaho? Which one?
Iowa,
sorry. I knew it was an I state, you know, but it wasn't in Illinois or Indiana. Okay, so I'm like, you're all the way there, like, I don't know this. I'm not sure I can do this, you know, like virtually like that. I mean, it's one thing with my mother, you know, that's a whole different thing. But I already knew you, liked you, and trusted you, right? So there was that whole know, like, and trust factor there. So I then, you said, no, look, this is how we do it. This is what we can do. Tell you what, let's try, you know, blah, blah, blah. So So I was like, all right, fine. So I signed up, I think, in June, about a year and a half ago, and you took over and started doing everything. And while I'm still not consistent, like every single month I send everything and blah, 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 we have worked out our system. And last year for doing our taxes, it was so flipping easy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's incredible. So I just want to say, personally, like, you made my life so much easier. And I know I had a boatload of stuff going on, you know, back and forth and all that. And I have gotten so much more organized as a result of working with you. And, you know, like, that's been really my theme in the last 2 years, is really honing in on my structures, my systems, my organizational, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But I want to say, my God, thank you. You know, really thank you. And this is not like, okay, go hire Maddie, but yeah, go hire Maddie, you know, because she makes it easy. She really does. And this is not a fun thing to do for most of us. Most of us find ourselves like going, oh, I don't want to do that, you know. And you've made it easy. And I will say that you have given me wings as a result of working with you. I just love it. I really do.
Well, thank you, Anne. You know, it's something that's easy for us to do. We make it easy for our clients, however they want to work it. And it doesn't have to be a painful process. It really doesn't have to be a painful process.
Well, it's painful because people put it off, right? That's
what. Well, you know, it's one of those things that you don't do and you don't do and you don't do, and then it is painful. And it can all be avoided very easily by just stepping into it and looking at it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So okay. So let's talk about for your people. What are some of the favorite tools or techniques that you use that you can give people that as a takeaway, even if they don't, maybe they don't have the money to hire you, or maybe they don't feel like they're ready, or maybe they're like I was. And I want to say the point of all that was that Maddie kept reaching out to me. She kept persisting and touching base with me. That was the big point, because so many times with spiritual entrepreneurs, we will reach out to somebody and we will maybe have a session with them or we'll, you know, contact them or whatever. But I wasn't in pain when she was reaching out to me initially. I was in pain when ultimately I decided to work with her, because I knew at that point I had to do something. I mean, I'd gotten somebody to help me with their tax season the earlier part, but it was, you know, we had converted over to QuickBooks, right? Yeah. So we'd converted to that, but it was, you know, it was a very painful process. Because my mom had been on Quicken, and then we transferred to QuickBooks, and I was like, I don't want to do this. So let's talk about your favorite tools and techniques and how you would suggest to people to really get themselves, you know, like not afraid to look at that and not afraid to, you know, gather it around, organize it, and get it, you know.
Well, the first thing that people really need to do, and I'm not saying this to – I can't help everyone in the world. I've got my few starfish that I can help, but what I can say to you is, you need someone on your team, if you're going to be in business, that you can talk to about your money, and that can help you manage the mundane details that you don't need to be doing, because you're probably very gifted in what you know how to do and what your talent is and what you have to offer the world. And that doesn't necessarily mean accounting. It's probably not the highest and best use of your time. So you want to make the best use of your time, get help, number one. Number two, you need a really clear vision on where you're going in your business and what you want for your business and what that looks like financially. And so your team and your vision are all on the same path, headed the same direction, and you know where you're going.
Talk about that a little more, because I know you and I have had conversations about that, but I haven't really had one of those days with you where we sit down and do that. So talk about that with, you know, so that people know, understand a little bit more about what that means, having that vision. Because, like, well, I can have a vision of, oh, I want to create blank, but it's very different what you're actually talking about, I think.
Yeah, but what the way I approach things is very different than any CPA you will ever talk to. Because when I talk to you, I first talk to you about your goals and your dreams and your intentions of where you want to be a year, 12, 18 months from now, personally, financially, career-wise, business-wise, in your life. And we look at the cost of creating that, and we make sure that you create a business that supports everything you want to have and do and be in your life, okay? So that whole process, some people might call it budgeting. It's nothing like budgeting, okay? It's because it's talking about a dream and a plan and creating how you want it to be in the end. But the main thing that you need to take away from it is you need a team member that handles the mundane stuff for you, gives you the information so that you know exactly where you are, have a vision for exactly where you want to go and why you want what you want, so that you can more easily bring it into reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I get that. I'm thinking about, you know, when you say have a team member that does that, are you talking about that's the work that you do, right?
Yes.
What if, you know, what if, like you just said, I'm different from everybody else? Like, how are they going to go find somebody who does that? Like, if they, you know, like if you're too busy, you know what I mean?
Well, I am taking new clients, so I'm not too busy. And I have programs for varying levels of businesses and where they are in their businesses. Okay, so we have things that are suited for people that are just starting out, and we have things that are suited for people that are making six figures, and we have things that are suited for people making seven figures. So it varies depending on where you are in your business. But it's important. The first thing you need is you need someone you can talk to that understands your business and takes your business seriously.
Yeah.
If you are uncomfortable in any way talking to the professional that you're talking to,
yeah,
if you feel judged or wrong or in any way not as good as other businesses, then you need to find someone else to work with, okay?
Because, you know, most of us have grown up with and experience a lot of shame around money. And the last thing you need is your professional support person shaming you around money, like
right,
investments you made with a mentor, for example. They're like, what are you, crazy? I had that happen once. And it wasn't my mother. It was the in-between person between my mother and you.
And
I didn't get it. Oh,
you're not gonna hear what are you crazy from me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have had people say that their accountant yelled at them, and it just makes me cringe because your accountant should be a team member, a supportive person, helping you get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
That's their job. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
And so they've got to know where you want to go to help you get there.
Yeah.
And they've got to take it seriously.
Now, yeah,
I will say to people, how are you going to get return on that investment?
Yes.
And what is it going to do for you that's going to create revenue in your business? Because
yes,
I'm all about making sure that you're profitable and that you have the money that you want to live the life you want to live.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to say something about what you had said earlier about these different programs that you have. You didn't have those a year ago, did you?
Or two. I've added a couple of things, yes.
Congratulations. Yeah, I mean, I'm really watching you just flower. I mean, you are just so much fun to watch from then to now to who knows where you're going. You know, it's like it's really fun to watch that.
Well, seriously. I like where I am pretty well. So,
yeah,
you know, that's fun.
Yeah, congratulations. So, okay, so what's the one thing that entrepreneurs may not know about doing business? That's kind of a curious one, right?
Well, one thing that people don't know that I think they need to know is that their money, the purpose of your accounting records is to help you make business decisions. Your accounting records are like a book, a fictional book, except they're saying exactly what really happened in your life and how you got to where you are. It's like a story, okay? Your numbers tell a story about the choices that you've made and the successes you've had and the things that have not gone so well and the opportunities that you've got in front of you to go forward with. And so you need those stories laid out to you so that you can read them and look at them and make decisions from them. And most people think of their money as something they have to get together for tax season. Okay? And
see me raising my hand over here? Yep.
And the reality is, I had a client one time that was a school teacher, and she'd been a school teacher for 30 years, and she retired, and she decided that she wanted to be a travel agent, and so she opened a travel agency, and she put in together an office, and she bought all the furniture, and she did all this stuff, and she had the money. She didn't have to borrow any money. She had the money. She spent it. And then she realized she didn't know anything about being in business.
Oh, dear.
Ouch. And then the next thing she knew, the money was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's back in my office. And if she had just started at the beginning with a good plan, she might still be in business today.
Mm.
And she lost her retirement. She ended up in credit card debt.
Yeah.
And those are all personal financial things that don't have anything to do with how much she owes the bank.
Right.
But it's her money, and it's gone, and she could have protected it with a good business plan.
So interesting. So, okay, so that, you know, that just hurts my heart to hear. So
well,
let's talk about someone who's done that with you and then has created what they wanted, right? So we talked about the not-so-successful, but the painful learning experience. Now let's talk about a happy learning experience.
Okay. The fun thing to do is to sit down with someone that says, I have a job right now. I'm making $60,000 a year. A year from now, I want to be in my own business. And to sit down and lay out what they need to do and how they need to do it and help them see financially what steps they need to take in order to get to the point that they can comfortably walk away from a job that they're trapped in. And when they see the reality of how many clients they have to see and how much money they have to make in order to have the life they live, and they see that they can really do it,
mm-hmm.
that is a very sweet moment.
It is.
And then it's up to them to execute do it. Okay?
Yeah.
It's up to them to execute and do it. And I always recommend a business coach and
mm-hmm.
a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be in business without one. So it is but it's so sweet to really lay out, you need to make $10,000 a month. And this is how you can do it. And this is what your expenses are going to be. And this is how much you're going to have to live personally. And this is how much you're going to have to pay on your debt. And this is how much you're going to put in your retirement. And that's how this all works together. And you have to do this part.
Yeah.
Which means...
Now, it's funny because I just took my diamonds through a private day where we, you know, the virtual retreat where we did that. We laid out the whole thing. How much did they, you know, how much money did they have? How much to live on did they need? How much did they want to make? What do they need to do? How, you know, and what is the plan for 2015 to be able to create that? How can you, you know, how many conversations do you actually have to have with people in order to get a client, right? What is that conversion rate? You have to know those numbers. They're really important.
Yes.
If you don't know them, you're in trouble.
And that's where a business coach comes in.
Yeah.
And what I look at is pulling together the actual numbers.
Yeah.
And getting a real concrete number, a hard number. And then keeping track on a monthly basis of how we're progressing towards that number. So you really have you have three parts. Number one, you have a vision for the future. Number two, you have to understand the past and what's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, you have to manage the present.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love how you approach this, and I love the fact that you talk about it from the perspective of a story. Like your books are really all about a story of your journey as a person or as an entrepreneur, both. And
yes.
Do you find that people who, let's just talk about this for a minute. Do you find that people who are new into their business are very sort of dewy-eyed and, you know, filled with, you know, optimism, like, oh, I can do that, it's not a problem, and then sort of the reality hits, and, I mean, do you
actually, what I find is I find a lot of people that are fearful because they don't know what they really need to do,
okay,
and they don't know if they can do it. And so when you break it down and you make it very specific and they can see in steps how to achieve it, then they can move through it. And so it overcomes that fear and replaces it with confidence about what they need to do and how they need to do it, because it does turn into the numbers game that you talked about, how many people you need to talk to and how often.
And where are they and how do you get them and what are the steps and what are the strategies and all of that. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But the numbers, but the accounting is a reflection of that activity.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Depending on the person, right? Yeah.
And the numbers don't lie, okay? I mean, if you're in business and you've got zero income, that tells me, you know, I know a lot from the fact that you have zero income.
Yeah.
Okay? And
what does it tell you? Let's talk about that, because I think that's really important. What does it
tell you? You know, this isn't we're not having a fun conversation, Ann, but it tells me you're not doing the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to either don't know how to do the work or you're not doing it.
Right. Yeah, I think or you're filled with fear about doing it.
Yes.
Yes. It's got to be one of those three. You either don't know how, or you're filled with fear, or you're not doing it for some who knows what other reason, but usually it's fear.
And that's where a good mindset coach, a good business coach, is going to help you through that process, okay?
Yeah, that's where
I'm going to keep track of it and say, the number is zero, it needs to be 10,000, you know, you've got to do something different,
okay?
That's funny. But usually what happens is it starts out at zero, and then it goes to 1,500, and then it goes to 3,000, and then it goes to 7,000, and then it goes wherever they want it to go.
Exactly. Well, it's about putting in this, you know, once you've got sort of the structure and you understand what you're doing, then it's about implementation and doing it on a bigger scale.
And your accounting records are the language that people use to describe what happened in your business.
Tell me what you mean by that.
It's a book, okay? It has a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end, okay? And it has a sequel a lot of times. So you go from chapter to chapter. Every month is a chapter, okay? This is what happened in this chapter, and then because of that, this is what happened in the next chapter.
So let me ask you this: how does the economy then affect small businesses? Because I've seen a whole lot of people go out of business in the last 5 years, and this isn't necessarily entrepreneurs, but this is small businesses. They just couldn't make it. So how the economy will affect a business as well, correct?
You know, I have kind of a funny belief about that.
Go for it. I'd love to hear it.
I think that in many ways we create our own economy by the choices we make and the things we're willing to do. And if we're not willing to step out and enter into what we need to do, it's easy to blame the economy. But there's a lot of people right now making a lot of money. And so what's the difference between those people and the people who are saying that the economy is what has caused them the problem?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably an action that they've taken.
I would imagine it's an action and it's training and it's, saying yes to opportunities, and like you said, what are the things that you're willing to do that someone else is not willing to do?
Yes.
So there's that, but I also think it's a skill set.
Yes.
Because someone might be willing, for example, your example of the woman who opened her travel agency, she was willing, but she didn't have a plan. She didn't have the skill set. She realized she didn't know the first thing about business. She didn't have a skill set, but she was willing. And
yeah,
she was doing it. She was putting her money where her mouth was. She was opening it up. But she was focused on the outer, not the inner, not the deeper, the solid, the plan, the structure, the skill set.
Yes.
It's an interesting conversation. We could definitely get into that. Deeply, and I think it's a lot of fun to have that, that level of a conversation is really important when you're in business.
You don't find it with a lot of accountants, okay?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I know. My brother's a CPA. Listen, I know. He's the controller of a company, and it's we have interesting conversations. But it's kind of fun because actually we really connect now over the conversation of business. We have a lot of fun talking about it, whereas before it was like both of us were like, who are you and how would you end up being my sibling? It's fabulous. So what is the one thing that most entrepreneurs are shocked to discover when it comes to their business?
How much money they're spending. Most people are pretty aware of how much income is coming in, okay? And they're strangely unaware of how much money is going out.
Why do you think that is?
I think people look at their bank account online, and they determine their success or failure by the balance in that bank account. And that is not what's happened in your business. That reflects a lot of other things. And most people don't really know what their business is doing and what their personal life is doing and how much money they're spending and how much money they really need to have the lifestyle that they want to live.
So give us an example of that.
I've had countless number of people walk into my office on March 1st and say, I made $120,000 last year. And I tell them that they owe taxes. And they say, well, how can that be? Because I don't have any money in my checking account. So how can I owe taxes if I don't have any money in my checking account? Well, you may have paid off credit card debt. You may have taken a vacation to Belize. You may have remodeled your house. And all of those things are not deductible, but they came out of your bank account. And so you've got to have an accurate reflection of your business activity, and this is especially timely for you right now, because you still have time right now to make business decisions before the 31st of December.
Okay, so give us ideas of what business decisions you could make before the 31st of December, since we're, you know, at this time.
Okay, so for example, if you know that you have a lot of income in 2014, then you can choose to pay some expenses that you might otherwise pay in January. If you pay them in December, you'll get a deduction for them this year. It will save you real tax dollars.
Okay, good, good.
If you know you have a loss, then you might try to bring in more income, the income that you might normally collect in January.
Mm-hmm.
You might see if you can bring that in this year so that you can offset your loss against it.
Okay.
But in order to do those things, you've got to know if you've got income or a loss as of now,
mm-hmm.
so that you can make decisions about the timing of income and expenses. Have choices about those things right now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So let's talk about one result or more results, you know, that you've helped a client achieve. Because I know that you do it differently than pretty much anybody I know. Of course, I'm not the expert on CPAs or anything like that. But I do know that someone who is a conscious CPA who does this type of work, the way in which you do it, you offer a service that I think is very sacred. You're holding the space for someone to grow into their vision and their dream, and you're helping them do it by creating a solid plan with them, with their finances.
Yes.
And I don't think it could get any more sacred than that, to be honest with you. So what would you say is one of your stories that you'd like to share about how maybe, you know, one of your clients grew into that vision?
Well, one of the things, sometimes that success is measured in money, and sometimes that success is measured in peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. And, I totally get it. Yep.
And what you said at the beginning of the call wasn't measured in dollars.
No, it was measured
in... What you said at the beginning of the call was measured in your sense of relief and comfort and confidence about your financials going into tax season.
Yeah, let's bring it into tangibles, shall we? So what it looked like for us this past year versus what it looked like for us in the years prior, no matter who it was that was doing it, was that we could take the numbers and plug them right into our taxes. That looked like Francisco and I not spending a couple of weekends poring over, creating lists, putting, you know, organizing receipts, you know, all of that stuff, right? It was so much easier. And what it really looked like here in the tangible was we had an enjoyable time putting together enjoyable. But, you know, really, it was by comparison, there was just no comparison. We did not, you know, get growly with each other. We just did it, and it was done. Bing, bang, boom, done. He actually asked me, I told him I was interviewing today, and he goes, well, so how are the numbers? It's, you know, not the numbers themselves, but how are, you know, are you caught up? And I was like, well, I gotta get her a couple of months. But, you know, we're pretty well caught up, a whole lot better than I was last year. It's like, you know, because we've systematized it, right? And that is an intangible. But, boy, what a difference it makes. Like, just knowing I can send it off to you guys, you all plug in the numbers, and you send me the information in a very organized fashion when it comes to doing our taxes. Like, that is, now I haven't up-leveled to the service that you're talking about where you're creating a business plan and you're da-da-da, you know, holding me to it and putting my feet to the fire and all that sort of stuff. Maybe soon, right? But
I'll never give up.
I know. I know that. You won't. And that's one of the things I love about you. And that's also what ended up getting me as your client. Like, you didn't give it up, you know.
And the reason I can say that is because I know the value it gives. And it's particularly empowering to new business owners. Okay?
Yeah.
And...
It was empowering to me as a non-new business owner. Are you kidding me? You're talking about that other service. Never mind.
I'm talking about both. You know,
okay.
I'm talking about both.
Okay.
Some people step into it more slowly than others, and some people dive into the deep end of the pool. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it just depends on what kind of swimmer you are, which way you want to go with that, right?
Okay.
And we have both, and we work with both, and we provide, but the real value in what we provide, I think, is peace of mind. Now, over the course of years, you will find that because you have better records, you make better decisions,
yeah,
and you will have more and more money on the bottom line,
yeah,
and you'll have more to protect from the government as far as taxes.
Right.
And then we talk about how to structure your business so that you pay less taxes.
Okay. Yeah.
But you have to grow into that.
You have to grow into that. This is, you know, this is a step-by-step thing, and each year you learn more and grow more. And you know, I noticed that my conversation around so much of this has changed in the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 years from where it was. You know, it's just a maturity level that you grow into. And it's sort of like the same thing with, you know, doing your website, right? It's kind of the same thing, like we've been going through, just as an example, so that you understand what I'm saying, we've been going through a lot of the back end stuff on my website, because we have to set it up differently than how it has been set up because of speed. Now we're starting to look at SEO. We're starting to look at all of those things that, you know, other people maybe dive right in the beginning and understand, you know, I had other things I needed to do first, and now it's a sophistication. It's understanding it at a much deeper, broader level, because a lot of this, the solid structures, the who am I, what do I do, my business, my message, all of that has been taken care of. The team is there, you know, so now it's about the finesse, you know, it's about,
yes,
you know, the details on that end. And that's really what you're talking about. When you get to a certain level in your business, then it really starts to become about how can I, you know, either put more into my retirement, how can I save more over here, how can I make, you know, better deductions, better choices, how can I trim some money from here and from there? And that then becomes a very important conversation. I mean, it's important all the way through, but it just, you grow into that. I totally get that.
And the conversation changes, yeah, over the course of your business.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. Yeah, it sure does.
It just changes. It's different for someone that's been in business 5 or 6 years than it is from someone who is in business at a year. But the conversation has to take place regardless of where you are.
Yeah.
You can't ignore the conversation.
Okay. So what's the one thing you want our listeners to know about you?
I want every business owner in the United States, maybe the world, to know that they don't have to do it alone.
Ooh, that's good.
They don't have to do it alone. And usually, most business owners don't show their checkbook to anyone.
Yeah.
Not even their spouse. Okay? And so it is a private conversation at such an intimate level.
Yeah, it really is.
That you need to be utterly clear that you can have someone in your corner to help you meet your dreams and is going to be on your side helping you make it happen, even when it doesn't look like there's anyone around you to help you.
So how would you suggest someone go and find that person? Because this, you know, like, I didn't know all this, you know, until, and then I, you know, as we had these conversations, I would be like, you know, like, okay, so what are my concerns here? But I have to tell you, it wasn't until I was in pain and I had to make a decision, because I knew I couldn't do it alone. I knew that I could not do this. I knew it.
Yeah.
There was, like, no question about it. It was too much. And I had to have that help. So, you know, like, there are two things. One is, you know, the urgency factor, which will always cause someone to take action. But the second one is, you know, if they're not, you know, they know that they need the help. They want the help. They're looking for the help. How would they go about finding the right person? Obviously, contact Maddie, see if she's available. But if she's not, and or you know, want a local, like, how would you find them?
Couple of things. We have kind of an educational program that we're beginning to offer right now, which is a good step in the right direction to get you started.
Oh, good.
And that's something that I am more than happy to talk further about.
Okay.
But,
well, we're running close on time, so I want to make
what
sure.
What I want to say is you want to talk to the people. Go in, sit down, get on the phone, get on Skype, get on a conversation, and make sure that you have a connection to that person, and that person understands the business that you want to be in. And if they don't support you in that initial conversation, then you need to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay? Don't just accept. Don't just take whatever you can get in life. Don't just take whatever you can get. Search out the best for you and make sure you are well served.
Yeah, be co-creator. Yeah. Don't be passive. I love that. I love that. So tell us about your gift, because I know you have a gift for everyone. And,
well,
and
I have a free gift. It's okay. it is a little ebook about the steps to make and keep more money in your life. And you can go to makeandkeepmoremoney.com and you can download that book at that site. And it is a very short little mini book that gives you an overview of where you want to be from a financial picture and the things that are important to get in place.
Nice. Yeah, that's really great. Okay. Maddie, listen, thank you so much. And by the way, tell us your website so that they know where they can find the beginning program.
Really easy. It's maddiebrown.com.
There you go. Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N.com.
Correct.
And we're going to post that on the Blog Talk Radio show here, and we're going to post it in all the places that we are promoting. Maddie, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so glad that you were here. I mean, this is such a perfect conversation to have at this time of year, especially since it is before the end of the year, so that people can get ready for, you know, tax season next year, but also really start to think about what they need to do to get their finances at a place where they feel empowered, in control, understanding, co-creative, not passive, but co-creative.
Right. And at ease.
At ease, yeah. That one, yes. Yeah, that's so important. It is so important. All right,
it's
I'm gonna stop right here because I just need to say one little thing before we close, because we're getting close on time. I haven't shared this with many people, but this is the last Blog Talk Radio show that we are doing on the Divinely Intuitive Business Blog Talk Radio show. I really loved doing this. And I found that my business became just almost unwieldy, and it was an intense amount of work to prepare for and be, you know, consistently doing this. And so I had to make a hard decision to let it go. And I am so grateful that we have created this. Elizabeth, I want you to come on the line with me because you've been with me along this whole journey. You have been amazing. Elizabeth Jackson, I couldn't have done it without her.
Hello.
Oh, hello. There you are. And, you know, and we are really proud of what we've created, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
We put a lot of work into it, a lot of thought, a lot of time. We've just had some amazing shows, haven't we?
We really
like
have.
Every single show has literally been amazing.
Yeah. It has. And I've just so enjoyed every single guest, you know, and I couldn't imagine a better person to complete this with than Maddie. You know, I couldn't imagine any, I mean,
Thank
it wasn't
you.
Planned. I made a final decision last week. So it was, you know, it was hard to make that decision. I will say that, but I feel relief and I feel nothing but gratitude for this experience. And, you know, maybe I'll do it again at some point, but right now other things need my attention and energy. And that's, you know, I just have to recognize that, you know, when it gets like that, you have to honor it. This is about listening.
It's a new chapter, Anne. It's a new chapter.
Exactly. So, you know, thank you very much, everyone, for having played with us this whole time. We have lots to listen to. We've got 7 months worth, so there's a lot of calls that you can listen to, a lot of wonderful gifts, a lot of wonderful guests. Thank you all. We are so grateful that you have spent your time with us, not only today, but through other calls, other interviews, other radio shows. Your presence makes a difference in our lives, and you have contributed to us in a powerful, beautiful, abundant way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, take your genius, your gifts, share them with the world, share them abundantly, share them generously. Be clear about your vision. Follow that divinely led, divinely given vision into your life, and know that you are here to do something magnificent, something powerful. You are always being led by the divine. Have a beautiful holiday. Thank you so much for being with us. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye now.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.